The United Nations has unanimously agreed on a ceasefire resolution to stop the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. The UN Security Council reached the agreement after days of intense negotiations. This is UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
War is not, and I repeat, war is not the continuation of politics by other means. On the contrary, it represents a catastrophic failure of political skill and imagination.
That was UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. NPR's Jackie Northam joins us now from the United Nations. And Jackie, what are the details of the ceasefire resolution?
Well, the most important is the ceasefire resolution calls for a full cessation of hostilities by both sides in the conflict. It calls for an immediate cessation by Hezbollah of all attacks and by Israel of all offensive military operations, but not defensive operations. The resolution also calls on Lebanon to deploy its troops, about 15,000 soldiers, in the south of the country. And as that deployment begins, this document says Israel should start withdrawing its troops from southern Lebanon. The other major provision in this resolution is to enlarge and strengthen a contingent of UN troops known as UNIFIL. And Michelle, they're already in Lebanon.
Does the document say how large that UN force might be or what exactly their mandate would be?
Yes, it addresses both those things. The resolution says up to 15,000 UN troops will be authorized to move into southern Lebanon to help monitor a truce. There are already 2,000 UNIFIL troops there, so this would increase their force size by quite a bit. The UN force will also be given broad authority to take all necessary action to prevent a reoccurrence of any hostilities in southern Lebanon. And this, of course, is in reference to preventing Hezbollah from getting more weapons and launching any attacks on Israel in the future. And towards that end, the proposed resolution also includes a very strong arms embargo against Lebanon, in effect trying to stop the flow of weapons to Hezbollah.
So the Council has agreed on this document, but Jackie, what happens next?
Well, Israel's cabinet will meet tomorrow, Saturday, to decide whether to accept this resolution, and Israel's cabinet will go through the same process, but there's very strong indications from both sides that they will accept this resolution. They'll be in consultation with Kofi Annan, the UN Secretary General. They'll come up with a timetable for when the cessation of fighting actually takes hold. I have to say, even though this resolution has been accepted, this is still a fragile process. And this is something U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice addressed when she made her speech to the U.N. Security Council just a short while ago.
Today in no way marks the end of our common efforts. In many respects, the hard work of diplomacy is only just beginning. In many respects, though it is our hope that this resolution will lead to the cessation of large-scale hostilities, no one can expect an immediate end to all acts of violence. The conditions of a lasting peace must be nurtured over time, with the goodwill of the Lebanese and Israeli governments, and with the sustained commitment of the international community that we have undertaken here.
So, Michelle, as she mentions, the adoption of this resolution is certainly an important first step, but this is an ongoing process. And a second resolution will look at really setting down the elements for a full political settlement between Israel and Hezbollah in this region, and also a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon.
Jackie, you noted that this is a very, very fragile agreement. What kinds of things might actually topple this?
Well, it could be if, for example, let's say if Hezbollah just decides to, you know, after the ceasefire takes place, decides to launch another attack. It could be if prisoners are not exchanged, which is further down on the road in some of these resolutions. These are very complicated documents and negotiations with a lot of things. They've got through some really major hurdles, and they've got this vote through. But again, there's a lot of things that can unravel, which really could spark fighting again.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from the United Nations. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Michelle.